Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Rob Rouse, who joins us remotely, and Barry is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. And the headlines this week. There's a goose loose about this hoose. Man's pet goose runs loose in his hoose. A foot loose. Everybody pick loose bits off your foot. Foot loose. If there's a loose bit on your foot, cut them loose. Man peels loose bits off his foot on busy commuter train, and passengers are not amused.
What would they be?
Eau de toilette.
Or a moose.
Shush. Next headline. Eau de toilette. Yeah. Issy Mai Saki. Jeremy Clarkson releases perfume that smells like his gonads. You get it, Sian? Issy Mai Saki.
I do get that, yeah.
I got more.
It's a really nice perfume. I don't want to hear that.
Hugo Balls.
Yeah.
And those were the headlines. Right then, before we get started, we'll get on our special guest for the first time, making his debut today, Mr. Rob Rouse. But before we do, social media, Sian.
Yep.
What is it?
Okay, well, we've had an email from Heather.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
On listening to your podcast and some of Rod's stand-up, I'm giving him a provisional diagnosis to urge incontinence.
What?
Hang on. No.
Did you read this before you read it out?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well,
what, did you have that much problem when you read it yourself?
Hang on. I'm giving him a provisional diagnosis of urge incontinence.
Urge incontinence.
He should see his GP.
What, I think Heather's wants me to go to my GP and go, doctor, somebody on Twitter has told me that I have urge incontinence.
She's a junior doctor.
Yeah, how junior?
Well.
How old is she? Eight?
She's got one of those little Fisher Price things on.
Exactly.
No, I think it's just because she's been listening.
A little toy stethoscope.
Yeah, and a little hammer. She's been listening to your stories of weeing.
Huh?
You know when you always talk about weeing and your bladder and stuff on stage?
I've never mentioned that in my stand-up once.
Yeah, she only says some of your stand-up as well, which is weird.
Oh, she probably listened to have some. I had to go to the toilet halfway through. That's probably why she didn't get the end.
Don't you have a commode
on
stage?
I'm a 52-year-old man, tell her. I would say there's four times in the last week where I have not made it to the toilet.
This week?
Yep. It's Friday,
to
be fair.
That's hard.
Hang on, I live with you.
You live with me, yeah.
Well, how could this hasn't come up with conversation?
Well, because I think we've passed the age where we go, I'm going to go to the toilet.
No, but we haven't passed the age of like me noticing that you've got a massive
I have pissed
pad.
Myself a bit. Four times this week. Like right. A bit. Just as in, I need to go to the toilet. I'm going to head to the toilet. And in between thinking I need to go to the toilet and getting to the toilet, I've weed myself a bit. Four
Shall
times
we get
this
you
week.
A commode?
So I don't know what she's talking about.
One of those seats.
What does urge incontinence mean? Can you Google it, Barry?
I think it just means...
Is it a medical thing?
You have an urge.
But what?
To go.
What's the difference between that and incontinence?
I'm not sure.
It's always an urge, isn't it? Incontinence. Nobody ever decides to do it.
Well, you do.
Urge incontinence occurs when you have a sudden urge to urinate. In urge incontinence, the urinary bladder contracts when it shouldn't, causing some urine to leak. Sounds exactly like what you've got.
It does.
To leak through the sphincter muscles, holding the bladder closed. Other names for this condition are overactive bladder.
Busy bladder.
Other names are busy bladder, bladderlicious.
Bladderlicious. Bad bladder.
Bladderama.
Bladderama. Bladderama, I like
Bladder-mania.
That.
Bladdermania.
Hey, doctor, I've got some drama in my bladder.
She's a great
Call me Bladderama.
Junior doctor, right? She
She's
got
a,
that, right?
What a way to get diagnosed.
Yeah.
And a casual tweet comes
on
into a podcast.
Social media.
And I think she's absolutely right. What's
she's
her name? Doctor what?
On. Heather.
Dr. Heather. Mm. Thank you very much. Maybe we need Dr. Heather on as a, like, because let's face it, nobody can get a GP's appointment anymore. This
That's
is perfect.
Heather,
get listeners.
Would you like to come
we'll
on?
Call it froth, I don't know. What should we call it?
What's the plan that goes with pants?
Dr. Froth.
Frothy surgery.
Frothy surgery. God, this is seeing the workings out here, listeners. This is how the magic happens. What about Dr.
What did you say? Dr. Froth?
Dr. Froth.
Dr. Froth is
Froth doctor. What about Frothby City? No.
What? Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, it is a good one, yeah. We call it Frothby City.
Frothby City.
Yeah. We get listeners... Send in...
Heather, would you like to come on as part of the show and a new exciting bit called Frothby City?
The new feature is called Frothby City. Dr. Heather comes on. We get listeners because nobody can get a GP's appointment anymore. GPs are too busy, what with COVID and everything.
Yes.
Anyway, and you shouldn't be going to the surgery, probably. I don't know. Should you? Maybe, maybe not. With COVID around. Don't know. Don't take my word for it. Take Dr. Heather's word for it, who will be on the show next week to answer all your problems. Spin a record, Barry.
Sorry, we seem to have gone back to the 70s.
If it's a record.
If it's something
I've got to go to the toilet. Oh no, I've been. It's okay.
Let Barry talk.
As you were. Sorry, I was just pissing myself.
Are you all right? Do you need to go to the toilet?
She's bang on. I've got exactly what I've got.
On.
Exactly what I've got.
She is.
I have leaked.
And Heather, I didn't even notice that you'd wet yourself.
It's not that bad. It's like a leak. It's not like
Yeah, but you have like puddles and stuff.
I still go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean?
Why though?
So I leak a bit, but I still go to the toilet. I don't just go, oh well, oh, that's the end
of
that.
Should we get
you some bother go to the toilet,
lined underwear?
Nappies. I've thought about nappies.
Oh my God.
You know? Happy Valentine's Day. Anyway, so that's Frothby City coming to the podcast very soon with Dr. Heather.
And if there's any serious calls. You know, for any sort of serious conditions.
Hey, the more serious, the better we want.
No, no, but then you could have a spin-off, Frothalty.
Oh,
the more serious.
Frothy-wallity.
That's good.
Let's forget this. the new feature is Frothby City.
Yeah, Frothby City.
For those of you listening abroad.
Get in touch.
There is a
or
brilliant TV show called Hollby City.
If you want to diagnose Rod with other things, please.
I don't think there is anything else. I have definitely got...
Danny, you are riddled.
I have definitely got bladder armour. So... I'm in my bladder. Now then, that's enough of social media, I think. So let's get our special guest this week, Rob Rouse. Let's get him on. Can you bring him into the thing, Barry? Now then, Rob, we got you on. We're gonna run past you, Rob, tonight. We are gonna give you three frothy stories, mate. It's called Froth of the Week, is where we decide which of these stories is the frothiest. By frothiest, I mean the biggest non-story. I'll give you the headlines first of the three frothy stories, and at the end,
shall
you have
I write
to choose
them
which...
down? Just because I struggle to forget more than one thing.
No, don't bother writing that. We never write anything down on this show.
I'm now at a stage in my life where every time I ask Helen, my wife, if she wants a cup of tea, she gets annoyed because I clearly don't listen to the answer, and I either give her a cup of tea or don't make a cup of tea. I'm sure I'm listening at the time.
Shan's pointing at me.
Rod does that.
I do.
Does
that
happen to you too,
Shan? Oh my God. Oh, he boils the kettle and then just leaves. So the kettle will be hot to the touch, but nothing would have happened.
I'm going to say this officially. I've got ADD, Rob. So I would say that I boil a kettle It's terrible for the environment, but 40 times a day I start making a cup of tea and don't finish
and
making a cup
off.
Of tea.
And walk off.
Yeah.
And walk away and do something else.
Just think every time you do that, Rod, a penguin falls into the sea.
Exactly.
Just every time, one more penguin.
Exactly.
Into the sea.
Splash.
We were discussing, we had an email from a listener earlier who has diagnosed me live on air as having urge incontinence. Have you started, is that happening to you, Rob?
Well, I think I do most of my wees in night time. Fortunately, not in the bed, but yeah. I get up regularly to go for wees at
night. How often do you get up in the night?
I'd say a couple.
Yeah, I two or three for me as well. But now...
Yeah, a couple, definitely a couple. How
now
much
I don't make
drinking,
it in the
Rob?
Day. Not that much, but now I don't make it in the day either now. I don't make it to the toilet. So I think I need to go to the toilet, and before I can get to the toilet, I've started going to the toilet. It's happening all the time.
Oh, mate.
Four times this week.
So how are you going to get... How do you get that treated? Do you have to go and have something put down the end of your willy?
I wasn't going to bother getting it treated. I was just going to work on my speed.
Well, I mean, Rob, what we're going to do is we're going to have a toilet. We're going to bring the toilet nearer to the lounge, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just going to put more toilets in.
Just more toilets and, easier access.
Yeah. Have you had your prostate checked, Rod? That's the other one.
No.
You need to do that.
I need to. I'm that age as well. I need to get that done.
That'll make you go.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, a lot of consultations now are being done on Zoom, Rod. So if you just want to pop your things on the chair, we'll have a look. Just pop your things on the chair and just pop yourself in front of the camera. We'll have a look for you.
I don't need your layman's examination. We've got our own Dr. Heather who has contacted us on the show, and she is going to be doing my prostate exam for me next. She doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be doing it next week. Most of my diagnoses have come through work.
Yeah, they have. That's a good point. Your ADD.
The ADD one, that's where that came from. I was doing a documentary. I mean, that was funny. I was doing a documentary about shyness, and I went to this neuroscientist and went to all these neurosurgeon tests, all these machine scans. I said, so can you see that I'm shy from looking at the brain? We were trying to establish whether you can see self-consciousness and shyness in brain patterns. And he went, no.
Yeah.
I said, but I can tell you've got ADHD and you're dyslexic. literally got it on film. I was like, what the fuck? I only popped in for shyness, you prick. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. My last tour show was essentially a very long, drawn-out story about my rectal examinations that were genuinely... one of the drawbacks of living in an isolated rural village community is everyone really does know each other. And I don't know whether you've ever had your prostate examined by the captain of the five-a-side football team, but it really does...
Can I just
really
check?
Does bring...
Can I just check he's a doctor as well?
Oh, yeah, wait. I think he's got a farm. Yeah, so...
All right, that's fine.
Or did he pick him? Did he just pick him because he was captain? He thought he's the most senior player.
Wait, he shouted at me for not tracking back fast enough, and so I felt very vulnerable. And I think, that's...
It was the official examination, was it? You didn't fall back onto him in a difficult tackle.
Talking of incontinence, though, me and my lovely wife Helen, we were thinking about just for fun, getting there's an advert.
Water sports, please. We've banned all conversation about water sports.
No, I'm not an animal, for Christ's sake. But you can get those tenor lady pants, and they now do them like in a kind of a sexy black colour.
So you
thought it could be fun to get some of them, and then you could rip them off at very low cost, couldn't you? So it's kind of. It's saucy, but on a really tight budget. Go on, rip your knickers off. They're only paper. Yeah.
That is very locked down.
That is
now then, frothy stories.
Yeah, come on.
Three frothy stories. Yes. Which of these three is the frothiest story? I'll give you the headlines first, then we'll move on to the stories.
Okay.
Headline number one. Passengers' revolting act on busy train has people dry heaving. Basically, it's a story about a man picking his feet on a train. That's it. Rob jotting it down. He's taking it seriously.
I am writing it down, yeah. Did you want
really
a cup of tea? I can't remember. Did you all want tea?
So there's a man on a train picking his feet. Jot that down.
Yeah.
Story number two, Jeremy Clarkson flogs candle that smells like his private parts.
Oh.
Jot that down.
Awful.
Yep, Clarkson bollock candle.
Yeah, that's it. You can exactly. You can sub-edit. Man's pet goose. Joint comes with him to the pub wearing special nappies. Oh, I tell you what, that is appropriate for this show.
That's really
that is appropriate. Yeah. I might get myself some special goose nappies.
Right.
I'll be reading that one with a keen eye. So, now then, I'm going to read these three frothy stories and we'll see which one is the frothiest. So we've got a man's pet goose with a... Didn't you?
Yeah.
We've got a man's pet goose coming with him to the pub wearing special nappies. I wasn't going to start with this one, but didn't you have a pet duck, Rob?
Did you?
Well, we had a pet duck called Shaniqua, R.I.P. And she was an Aylesbury duck, and me and Helen got her before we got a dog.
I thought you were going to say, in Aylesbury.
Yeah. We went to a farm in just somewhere down off, I don't know, somewhere out through Croydon, and got two ducklings, and one of them didn't make it. Eric didn't make it 5 days in. He just
didn't make it up north.
Fast died young. Yeah, we were in London at the time in a flat.
I remember that flat.
But why did you buy two ducks?
We were pretty high at the time, Sean. I think when we had the idea, and then the next day it still seemed like a really good idea, or we were still really high. I can't remember, she was a great pet, a brilliant pet, and we made 10 spoof movie trailers with her, all based on ducks, like Ducky Dancing, Rain Duck, The Duck Minator, When Harry Met Sally the Duck. It was great fun, and she was a real star, Shani. But I'm interested in this because we did have nappies for her because we lived in a ground floor flat. And the problem with ducks is they're more incontinent than Rod. That's the reality. And whereas Rod may just emit urine 4 or 5 times a day, a duck kind of just farts out what can only be described as a eggy smelling oil. I'd say much like hourly, like Rod, a cuckoo clock.
Rod's got that as well, mate.
I'll read you the story, Rob. You're interested in this one. So you had two pet ducks, Shaniqua, who lasted, how long did Shaniqua last for?
Now, Shaniqua made 5 years. She lived 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Eric, sadly, R.I.P., died after five
Eric,
days.
Eric, sadly, R.I.P., just 5 days, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But we used to put her in nappies, She had nappies.
Amazing.
Because we were struggling with the incontinence, and we rang, on early days of the internet, we found a lady called Nancy somewhere in America. And she sent us some emails saying, just measure your bird from the bottom of its neck to the tip of its tail. And then she handmade these little harnesses.
No way.
Then you cut half a baby's nappy, put it in the back. And the duck would kind of waddle around the flat. And then when it shat into the nappy, it was like a shotgun recoil. She'd go, and it would just like that. And then she'd kind of, and then off she'd go.
Wow.
I mean, horrifically insanitary conditions we were living in, thinking back.
That's incredible.
So the story, a man who had adopted two pet geese, not ducks, they're geese, during lockdown.
Mm.
Oh, it says here, he started taking them to his local pub wearing nappies. Sven is regularly spotted walking the birds named Norbert and Beep Beep around the streets of Leeds. He's not far from you.
Jesus Christ. I've done gigs in Leeds with the duck years ago, talking about
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Did you?
I even had a live pea eating competition with a member of the audience. I remember we'd line up garden peas, a 2 metre course of garden peas, and then I'd challenge an audience member to eat the peas one at a time faster than the duck. And then people would go, yeah, I can do that. And she'd just go, and she'd nail them. It's great. But I came on stuck. Did you ever do Nobby's gig down in... where was Nobby's gig?
Aldershot.
That's the one, Barry. I came on stuck there where I took her down there to do a pea eating competition. And she unwittingly took on a young lady who was a carpet fitter. And so she was used to working at pace on her knees, and she beat her. It's the only time she got beat.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I didn't realise that you had actually done stand-up with your duck.
Yeah.
We've gigged a bit over the years, but you've never had a duck with you when I saw you.
What did the duck do when the rest of your set was happening? Did the duck just kind of sit down and wait for you to wait for the pee bit? Or was it backstage?
Yeah, just kind of shat everywhere backstage. I only ever took it to the clubs once each, and at each club one at a time.
Right.
Once people have seen the pee, you can't go back. You can't go back once people have seen the pee act.
The pee guy is
pretty limited, isn't it? You should have gone on the old Britain's Got Talent, mate. There's lots of comedians going on there doing very well now.
I would do. Now, I also wanted to take my dog Ronnie, who, whenever he saw this, we had a giant red cushion, and whenever Ronnie saw it, he'd immediately run at it, hold it in his front paws, and then fuck it for everything he was worth.
Sorry, who's Ronnie? I've lost track.
Dog.
Ronnie's, he's our dog.
Oh.
Yeah, we got after Shaniqua.
Aww.
And he's still going, Ron. And he, and I took him on tour once, and he came out for the grand finale. And when we were in Banbury, and he propped himself up, he propped the cushion up against a fellow who was sat on the stage in a wheelchair because of access reasons.
Yeah.
And used his wheelchair for purchase, which was again astonishing scenes.
Oh my god!
dear.
Now then, this goose, these geese.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So you remember Sven 34?
Yeah.
Sven 34. He's an admin assistant. He hand reared the birds from 5 days old.
Aww.
After buying them, now you'll have something to say about this, Rob. £40 a pop. Mm.
Whoa.
During lockdown.
They've been robbed, mate. They've been robbed.
Has he?
How much is a goose?
How much is a goose these days?
Well, you could buy a great big fattened up dead one for about £40, can't you, at Christmas?
Good point.
Surely they're more alive, aren't they?
But he bought it when it was a gosling. When we bought our ducks, they were like £3 each.
Really?
They were just a big plastic tub of them all just kind of clambering over each other.
But which costs more, a live goose or a dead goose you buy for Christmas?
I mean, you shouldn't pay £40 for a gosling. That's
like if it was dogs, you'd pay far more for a live dog than a dead one, wouldn't you? If you went to a breeder.
Absolutely.
If you went to a breeder.
Probably.
I'll give you a tenner for that one.
what the dead one? Yeah, you can have that. £10, you say? Give me 12. Give me 12. I'll throw in the collar.
Yeah.
He's £40 a pop. He lets them have free reign of the house when he's at home, and he keeps them in a pen in the garden when he's out. What did you do? Is that what you did?
We had in the house with a nappy when we were home, in the garden in a little pen when you were
out
going to bed. we're out. Yeah.
Sven says, who lives on his own. That's a heavy sentence, that, isn't it? I mean, it's written in the same type. It's written in the same font, the same type as the rest of the article, but it's the Sven, comma, who lives on his own, comma. Someone's like, of course he does. I mean, I realise that you were happily ensconced in a relationship when you got your ducklings, Rob, but you were high, as you said.
I was. And in many ways, the duck had drove a bit of a wedge between me and Helen.
No.
Once every 6 months, she'd come into season and would turn from being a really nice... friendly pet duck.
What did you say?
Yeah, the duck, not Helen. And then, and then the duck would, for about a week, would be hell-bent on killing Helen.
No way.
I came back one afternoon and Helen was sat on the sink in the bathroom screaming and the duck was just on the floor going... literally trying to, and it was like she turned into a, like she'd become possessed.
Really?
And then as soon as I come in, she just walk up to me and go, and then just turn and then just try and,
really?
Literally. And she bit Helen in the face once. She cut her lip open.
Once no when, way.
Yeah.
She wanted to mate you.
Yeah, so apparently. I mean, I never did. Jesus Christ. God.
That's mad.
How close do you get?
Hey?
You must have got close.
As soon as I found out how a cloaca works, it puts you off, Rob.
How high would you have to be, Rob, to shag a duck? Sorry.
I'd need at least, I'd have to have at least 2 pints of strong lager.
Hey, Sven says, I know a goose is a strange pet, but it's something different and I've wanted it for a while. I could have a dog, but as I work full time, I didn't think that was very fair. Geese require much less attention and they're brilliant characters.
They are if they put nappies.
It sounds like it, mate, from Oceaniqua. The geese have to wear special nappies indoors because they aren't toilet trained, as we've established. Blah, blah, blah. My ex wasn't too keen on the idea. Look at this. My ex wasn't too keen on my idea to get a goose. So when we broke up, I decided this was my chance.
And he grabbed it with both hands.
Yeah.
They are giant exhibition dewlap Toulouse geese, which are often bred for foie gras.
Oh, no.
Oh. Meaning they Hey, look at this. Meaning they're used to being handled and therefore generally docile, but they can live up to 40 years.
Really? What?
I've hand-raised them from 5 days old, so they see me as their daddy.
You know,
that's a bit different to Shaniqua, who clearly saw you as your husband.
Well, I think the most terrifying aspect of that story is that he's waited till he's broken up with his girlfriend to get the geese he always wanted, and they are the kind of geese that are used to being handled and having things shoved down their throats.
Yeah. That's pretty rank.
Also, you wouldn't go in entry level, like you just split up with your wife or your partner or whatever. You wouldn't go in with a giant goose that could live for 40 years unless something's up.
Absolutely. Is that a goose got a pension plan? You need a pension plan with 40-year-old geese.
That's such a commitment. I'm thinking of getting one of those massive geese that live for 40 years. Really?
Yeah. No, we didn't go on holiday for 40 years because of the geese.
You know, a dog is a commitment.
I know.
And once, I'll tell you what, and once these geese die, I'm going to get myself a pair of tortoises.
Exactly.
Sven says he hand-raised them from 5 days old, so they see me as their daddy. They follow me about everywhere. This is very like you, Rob.
Can
sometimes be protective.
Aww.
He says they're all talk, though. They have a little honk at someone every now and then, but it's nothing to worry about. There we are. So that's the story number one.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Frosty story number two. Jeremy Clarkson flogs candle that smells like his privates.
Ugh.
Okay.
God. What point is he making now?
Well, Jeremy Clarkson is giving Gwyneth Paltrow a run for her money. by flogging candles that smell like his privates. The straight-talking TV star has made his own scented candles called This Smells Like My Bollocks. He's selling them for under a tenner in his farm shop called Diddley Squat in Chipping Norton, Oxfordshire. The cheeky stunt comes after Hollywood lovey Gwyneth launched her own bizarre candles, This Smells Like My Vagina, earlier this year. on her wellness website, Goop. Do you know how much they are?
£40.
Go on.
£57.
No.
I presume that her manufacturing process is not just her in a room with a bunch of regular candles that she bought. With her trousers round
her
ankles.
Maybe her vagina.
Making each one.
Maybe her vagina smells of...
I don't want to get all Dragon's Den, but how are we going to scale this
Maybe
up?
Her vagina smells of, you know, cedar wood. Isn't it?
Oh. The trousers round her ankles.
like when you see someone, like when someone puts one of those little films on Instagram of them signing copies of their new book and they've got a pile that they've done and the pile's still to do.
Yeah, that's her in her garage. A pile of just mail order, cheap, regular, your white, your basic candle, your basic no frills, Tesco's own candles, whatever they are. And then she's on the desk next to them, one at a time, making them smell like a vagina. And then there's a pile next to her on the other side that are done.
Yeah, pop them into a pre-addressed envelope and sending them on their way.
Or she's developed a formula based on the aroma of her genitals, and then in somehow inserting that in a chemical manufacturing process into the candle, which is what I assumed.
Scampi
it was.
Fries?
Or Sian's. Well, Sian's alternative. Sian's come up with a third theory here.
Sian's third. This would be great.
Is she just.
I think I heard.
Did you hear that?
No. And that's a fourth theory that I'll come on to in a minute. But your third.
What's your theory, Sian? I didn't hear.
Let me explain. Sian's, before the one she just said, Sian's theory was that you're just wondering how her genitals smell. So when she says, this candle smells like my vagina, it's almost like she's coincidentally picked up a candle and gone, ooh, that smells a bit like my vagina, actually.
Like vanilla.
I think I'll sell these as marketed as this smells like my vagina.
Yeah.
Because so it could be vanilla, it could be cedar, it could be, but whatever it is.
Or she
could have... Scampi fries, as you've said.
Scampi fries.
We didn't need to go there.
No.
I thought that's what you said.
It is what I said.
We were keeping this scientific. So we don't know how Gwyneth Paltrow is selling and marketing and manufacturing candles.
What do they smell like then?
Well, I mean, I can answer that if you want, but I think you know the answer yourself.
I've never smelled them.
They smell like a vagina.
Her vagina, though, specifically.
Well, that's what she says.
I know, but...
It doesn't say, these smells like a vagina. This smells like another vagina.
Another vagina. Just a normal vagina. But what I mean is...
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's so weird.
Has anyone reviewed
How many do you reckon she sold? Sorry, how many do you reckon she sold?
Two.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because she says, hey, we're running lifestyle courses, we're running wellness, and who wants to buy a candle that smells like my vagina? Everyone goes, no, thank you. No.
No.
Thanks. Don't forget to stop in the gift shop on the way out.
Exactly. Picking out a candle that smells of your genitals is insane.
It's a real left turn to start making fanny candles, isn't it? It's a real left turn.
Doesn't she do a lot of this kind of thing, though, like you say, though, this kind of wellness stuff? I am not au fait with Gwyneth Paltrow's sort of more recent ventures.
It's just because she's super rich that she gets away with it. If somebody poor had done it, that you'd be like, okay, like we need to get you to the, you know,
somebody
we need to get you some help. Yeah. But you would, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, you staged an intervention, wouldn't you? If you, if your
definitely.
Auntie Pat started making fanny-smelling candles, you'd stage an intervention.
Totally.
She'd come back in from the garage after a 2-hour shift boxing up, and all the relatives are sat on the sofa. She'd go, hey, what's happening here? We're having an intervention, Auntie Pat.
There are celebrities that just couldn't do this, aren't there? For all sorts
this
of reasons.
What?
There are celebrities that just
That's
couldn't
such a funny
do
sketch.
This. They just couldn't. They're just not. Emily Maitlis, for example. It'd just be odd, wouldn't it?
Imagine if there was a power cut and all you had was like vagina candles. And you had to just like go around the house like emergency vagina candles. And it's like, what's that stench?
Don't take him to church and light one at the front of a big cathedral either. We need to backpedal a bit and find out a bit more about that. But let me tell you about Jeremy Clarkson's response to the whole
thing. Oh, right, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Here we go. This answers some of your questions.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, described her candle creation, here we go, get your pen, as a blend of geranium, citrus bergamot, cedar,
I told you,
damask rose, and ambret seed.
And scampi fries.
Which I think... And scampi fries.
With an undertone of scampi fries.
Which I think... You don't need to be a gynecologist to know that those are the notes of a vagina.
Oh, nobody has that.
How does she get her vagina to smell like cedarwood? She must.
Don't ask, Rob.
I bet she's always getting kicked out of B&Q. Oh, it's so strange, isn't it? Genuinely, kind of strange.
We haven't even got onto Clarkson's balls yet.
You know when you reach that stage of fame where I think the people around you just say yes to everything you suggest and say? I think this is one of those occasions where she's gone, I'm going to launch a candle, and everyone has gone, yeah, that's a really good idea. You know, because nobody will dare.
I think I'm at that level of fame now.
Are you darling?
Yeah, I've got to look in the garage, see what I've been making.
What have you done?
I'm looking at the pile on the left. Don't worry about the ones on the right. They're blank.
You've got me to say no to things.
Blank.
Yeah, exactly, Rob. Those kind of ideas aren't going to get past top management there.
No way.
No, they're not going to get past Sean. Absolutely not.
Oh, scampi knickknacks, as we call it. Okay. In a new video posted on his farm shop's Instagram site, Jeremy brandishes a homemade candle and takes a whiff of the scent. This is in his video. He takes a whiff of the candle and he says, just in at the diddly squat farm shop, eat your heart out, Gwyneth Paltrow. The great smell of scrotum, he says, smelling his candle.
Ooh.
A source said Jeremy's had great fun whipping up the candles for his shop and he thinks they're a genius idea. He's only selling them in store currently, but he's planning to make a bigger batch. I told you, scale it up. It's always scaling up. And get them online for Christmas presents. They're a lot cheaper than Gwyneth's, he said. And he's actually worked hard on formulating the scent. How do you formulate the scent for these things? How do you get a scent? Who do we know? We need somebody. We need somebody who can answer a question, Rob. This is the point in the show.
Yeah,
We need a scientist. We need a scientist. And the only scientist I know, Matt Kirshen, mathematician. Dean Burnett, he's a neuroscientist. Shazia Mirza is a
biochemist?
Is that what we need? Do we need a biochemist?
I think so.
It's better than a neuroscientist.
To find out how you put a smell
Dean
into
Burnett,
a candle.
Dean Burnett, neuroscientist, could be useful in this as well.
That's true.
He was good on pickled onion monster munch addiction.
Oh,
he was all over that. What is it? What do we need, Brian? What do we need for formulating scents?
It's got to be in the area of biochemistry. Surely.
It's got to be.
Is that what Shazia Mirza's got a degree in?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I know she's a stand-up comedian, but is it biochemistry?
She has. I think she might have a master's in biochemistry. If anyone's going to know how you make a candle smell like genitals, it's Shazia Mirza.
I thought you were going to say, if anybody's going to know what she's got a degree in, it's her. Let's give her a ring. Now, Shazia, business. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, love.
That's all right.
It is in your capacity as a... Now, I think... Am I right in thinking that before you became a stand-up comedian, you were a biochemist or something, or you got a degree in biochemistry?
Which... I've got a degree in biochemistry from Manchester University. Wow. And I've got a master's in science education from Goldsmiths, London University.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
This is not made up. This is real. This is real. And I might be going back to it because there's no fucking gigs, is there? I mean, thank God I've got 2 degrees. I might have to, they need teachers. I might go back.
Oh, you were a teacher before a stand-up, of course.
Yeah. And the thing is, I couldn't tell you anything about biochemistry now because I've forgotten it.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
The thing is,
I was in Manchester. I did biochemistry in Manchester in the 90s. And we honestly, this is not a joke, we just used to make drugs all the time. it's not a joke.
I believe you, honestly, we
weren't meant to. That's what we used to do. We were quite creative like that. We used to make our own drugs and pharmaceuticals and stuff. The problem was we used to also take them, and that was what we were not meant to do.
God, mate, no.
It's all in the name of science and experimentation. It was all to the right cause.
It was all a hypothesis, as they say.
So, have we rung the right person now? Because what I want to know is,
you've got the right person, Rod.
Am I in the right area? Because is this biochemistry? Is this? You are a biochemist. I was right. I'll start at the beginning. Gwyneth Paltrow launched a range of candles called "This Smells Like My Vagina." It's £57. I'll leave that with you. Then Jeremy Clarkson, to poke fun at that, has launched a candle called "This Smells Like My Bollocks." He's selling them for under a tenner. It's a different price point.
£10.
It's marketed at a different crowd.
The £7 crowd.
It's a different crowd. It's a different price point. It's a different marketing strategy. But how do you get a candle to smell of your?
Of Jeremy Clarkson.
I mean, as I'm looking at you on Zoom, I'm sort of thinking maybe we've rung the wrong person. Part of me thinks I'm the right person. How do you get a candle to smell of your scrotum? Is the question, Shazzy.
As you know, I am an expert in this field. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow is obsessed with her vagina because this is not the first vagina-related product that she's been involved in.
Yeah.
There are other vagina-related products that she has been involved in. And the thing is, she used to do vaginal steaming. That was her first thing.
That's her, isn't it?
If you steam your vagina, it's cleaner, it's better, it performs better. Like she's talking about a fucking car. Yeah.
although the Currys had an absolute spike in kettle sales after that as well, so that I think there's a bit of backhand money moving around.
Currys? Is she done a deal with Currys?
Honestly, in the middle of a pandemic, people are struggling to get eggs. Who's going to want to buy a candle that smells of their vagina for £57? Then we've got Jeremy Clarkson here, obviously wanting to get involved with this for a tenner. But this is scientific because it's really about osmosis and diffusion. That's how a smell is created, is when molecules move from an area of low concentration to an area of high concentration. That is called diffusion, and that is how smells are created. When you put something potent on your skin and it's a small molecule, and then it diffuses into the atmosphere and it spreads, you know, like a virus. And that's what's happened. I mean, that's what this is, really. It's diffusion of smells.
But how do you get it to smell like your scrotum?
How would Jeremy do that?
I reckon he just asked Richard Hammond what it smells like.
I have to say, I don't know any woman that smelt their own vagina. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow has got a lot of time on her hands and also very flexible to be able to get down there and smell that. I've never smelt my own vagina, ever. I can't find it. It's the V-spot. It can't be found.
Oh, it must be somewhere.
No, it must be.
Where did you last see it?
But how does she do it?
Yeah, how does she do it?
She would have got given herself a sort of a smear test. right. where she would have got, like, say, an old lollipop stick. Yeah. And then kind of...
Read the joke first, had a good old laugh.
No, no. We've got... We're in the middle of a pandemic. You've got to use what you've got. She probably had like some ice lollies in the freezer, took out the ice lolly, got the stick, or, you know, gave it a bit of a wash and then put it down there, right? Gave herself a kind of a smear test, then smelt it. Down there. She obviously, you know, she can find a vagina. She's put
apparently
it down there.
The early candles just smelt like Soleros.
But Jeremy Clarkson, Shazia, he's selling this one. Do you think this one does smell of Jeremy Clarkson's scrotum, or do you think it's just a normal candle and he's just saying it for a laugh?
I've been spared of some smelling his scrotum, so I wouldn't know. And honestly, being a good Muslim girl, I haven't really smelt many scrotums in my life.
I mean,
I'm saving myself.
Girls don't smell scrotums.
honestly.
Being would you know one if you smelt one?
King Muslim girl.
Honestly, I'm saving myself for the right scrotum. And I really feel that that's going to be an unfamiliar smell to a lot of people.
Yes.
But what I'd like to know is how is it smelling? How is it selling? Sorry, how is it selling?
Well, at the moment, he says he's only selling them in store, which is difficult in lockdown, which is unfortunate. But he's planning to make a bigger batch, it says you're in luck, Shazia, and get them online
batch.
For Christmas.
Batch is such a funny word.
A big batch of them for stocking fillers.
like it's homebrew. Like it's homebrew cider.
Like he's making it in the bath.
Thanks, Shazia. Thank See you again
you.
Soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Frothy story number three, which is the three frothy stories. This is your third one. Passengers' revolting act on busy train has people dry heaving. A man has been slammed for picking his bare feet on a busy train, with people saying the repulsive behaviour made them dry heave. The stomach-churning footage, which has been shared to the popular Instagram account Passenger Shaming, shows a passenger brazenly picking at the skin on his bare... I don't think I can cope with it. I can't cope with any more. I can't cope with any more body parts. Can you?
No.
You're done.
I can't. To make matters worse, another clip shows the man dropping the skin on the floor.
Oh God!
The brief video sees the man casually peeling off skin from the bottom of his feet before dropping the dead skin onto the floor. A second clip then zooms in on the littered remains.
Littered remains.
What's wrong with his feet?
I can't cope with any more body parts after Jeremy Clarkson's scrotum and Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. I can't cope
with
any
more. It's a lot of body parts.
Since being posted, it's received more than 2,000 likes.
Likes? You'd like it, probably.
One said, thanks, I dry heaved. Another one said, what is wrong with people? A third person said, when I see this, it makes me think, what does their house look like?
He's got a point. He does have a point.
I don't want to dwell on this story anymore. It's disgusting. It shouldn't do it on a train.
Foul.
I'm going to finish it on this comment. One person said, because there's always one, Rob, in the comment section who always comes at a slightly different angle. There's always one. Always one. Just comes at it from a slightly... At least he's wearing a mask.
Is he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So he's up on hygiene in other ways.
Which one of those do you want? Just make your decision now. Which one? You can have the man with the goose and the nappies. You can have Jeremy Clarkson's bonnet candle, as Rob so well
succinctly. Which is the frothiest, Rob?
Frothiest.
For
which
me,
is the biggest
I mean,
story.
The frothiest. The biggest rights, that's the criteria. I think you've excelled yourself. They're all pretty much, they're very frothy, aren't they, all of them? We shouldn't know about any of them, should we? We shouldn't be abreast of any of this information
that
whatsoever.
That is true. That is good criteria. Which one is the one we need to know about
it's
least?
Quite, I think it's sensible that we know about Jeremy Clarkson's gonad candles. So that we can, you know, so we can avoid it.
Him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But you could have avoided it by just not knowing about it.
Well, no, imagine if you were out and about. And you got.
Yeah, and if Gwyneth ever gives us a ring and asks us to go on a retreat, we can say, no, thank you. I think I know what these events are like, Gwyneth. And we can decline with thanks. Someone picking their feet on the train. I mean, if you have to put that in your paper, you've fucking lost it as a journalist, haven't you?
It's local A-list news.
Hollywood celebrity is making hardware based on the scent coming off a vagina. That is news, isn't it? That is
hardware.
News.
Hardware.
It is. It's not going to make the 10 o'clock on ITV. But it is news, nonetheless. Listen, we will leave it there. That is the frothiest story of the. That is the frothiest story of the three. Congratulations to the man who picking his train on, to picking his feet on the train.
I'll be chuffed with that.
You've won this week. You will be chuffed with that. where can people find you at the moment, Rob?
Well, I'm doing the majority of my stuff on Patreon. So I'm on Twitter at Rob Rouse, all those kind of things. Yeah. So it's patreon.com/Rob Rouse, and 5 days a week I put original comedy stuff on there for patrons. They can join from £1 a month, pay what you want kind of thing. So it's dead cheap, and you get an email each day, Monday to Friday, with something funny attached to it that I've made, usually a video or a film or something or a sketch.
What a bloody good lockdown idea.
Week. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really good fun. Really good fun. And I really enjoy it. And you don't have to scroll through social media to try and find something that's going to make you laugh.
Thanks to a special guest, Rob Rouse. Thanks, Rob.
Loads of love to you guys. And
bye, love.
Let's all catch up soon.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Cheers, love. Have a nice evening.
Bye.
Take
Thanks,
care,
Rob.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to our special guest, Rob Rouse. And you can hear more from Rob at patreon.com/Rob Rouse and at Rob Rouse on social media. He puts up a free, it's £1 a month or something, comedy content, sketches and things. Patreon, patreon.com/Rob Rouse. Check it out.
Thanks to our producer, Barry Castagnola.
Oh, and Shazia Mirza.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.